So, Coach, whether it's a 1-0 loss or a 5-0 loss, it's still a loss. How would you assess tonight's game overall?
I think the second period, or about 12 minutes in the second period, we had our legs. We were moving right. But other than that, not enough. We didn't generate enough, and that was coming from losing battles one-on-one, finding a way to get on the inside position, bring the puck in front of their goalie, and create a battle there. And that's where we lacked. You look at the goals against. First one is it's a flip, you know, so it's a one-on-one battle. Second one is a rush against, missed assignment. Third one is a face-off, missed assignment. So fifth one is a power play turnover. Fifth one is a turnover in the offensive zone. So these are five shifts that we didn't stick to our plan, and the puck was in the back of our net, and that's what you're going to face at this time of the year. And you know, I've said it the last time, and it's a good time for us to evaluate our players. And we said that. We talk to our players. We evaluate them at training camp, and we see how they prepared in the summer. Then we evaluate them early in the season, 10 to 12 game segments, and then just before Christmas, who's still pushing at the Christmas break, and then after the Christmas break, and now this time around the trading period and till the rest of the season, should have another gear. And that's what we want to see. We want to see who's gonna bring their game to the next level. And these guys become good NHL prospects. So it's going to be interesting how we're going to regroup as a team, and how we're going to get ready for the next game, because we can learn a lot from those games, and we should be learning a lot. So the Grand Rapids is a good team. You see the team that won the Calder Cup. You've seen them on the ice today. They know how to play.
You know, we talked about it the last game. It was a 1-0 loss, and you saw how tight it was, and that was a good way to show off, to illustrate that it was like a playoff atmosphere. Here you have an opportunity to show these guys video and say, look, five chances ended up being a 5-0 game, but that really was the difference, and you can show that as a teaching moment.
Absolutely, and it's, we're going to talk about it. We're gonna try to learn from it. But you know, the details at this time of the year are making a huge difference, and we need to pay attention to those details. We can't make any secret plays that we call. It's if only you on the ice know what you're going to do, then the other four are wondering, so we're slowing down. And it's about speed. And you got five guys on the ice, it's speed and the battle level. You need to win those one-on-one battles. You need to, at the end of the game, you need to look at the stat sheet that we have, and we need to be on the positive side of the winning battles. And tonight we weren't.
Seemed like there's a lot of turnovers caused, especially early on, and specifically from the Cam McLeese's line. Just weren't able to keep those going in your favor in terms of finding the net. But when you see opportunities like that on the opposite side, are those also teachable moments that you're looking to focus on with your team?
Well, puck management is a huge part of being successful. So it's our job is to, and that's what we're trying to do. In the sense that when we don't have the puck, we want to create a turnover. When we have the puck, we want to manage the puck right. And reading, and it's interesting because we look at how we manage that puck, and you need to take what the other team's going to give you. If you got time and space, then keep the puck or find, create your speed. If you don't have time and space, don't force a play. And we've been guilty tonight of trying to force plays when there's nothing. Really, there's, and that's most of the shifts in the NHL. If you look at what happens, there's nothing. You just spot puck. You're building your team. You're building your game. And at some point, you're going to take advantage of the other team's mistakes. And tonight we were trying to, I think we were trying to force some offense, but forcing offenses in neutral zone is not what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring pucks to the net. So it's a combination of different things.
And then last one, you've talked a lot about how the AHL is important in terms of these players' growth as themselves eventually making, hoping to make their way to the NHL. In a game like this, which is an important learning game, what are you hoping to hear on the bench in the third period?
Well, you know, like I said, there's a 12-minute mark in the second period where we were moving, and we want our team to regroup. Third period, you're in the game, the emotions are high. Some guys are frustrated with what's going on, and it's going to be more interesting how we're going to react and regroup as a team, and we'll see the next few games. So that's, and I have no doubt. I mean, I've seen that team for a while now, and the team chemistry is really good. I know we're going to regroup. I don't know what the final score is going to be the next game, but I know we're going to regroup, and that team is supportive of each other. So that's what we want to also create when we talk about the winning culture, being selfless, supporting your teammates. And it's really the first time of the season where we're facing some adversity like this, so our team chemistry will be challenged, and hopefully we're going to be saying that we still have a good team chemistry in a few weeks. But I'm pretty confident we will.